The Phantom Thief by Pete Johnson, read by Jack Hawkins. Chapter 1. I don't scare easily. I wanted to tell you that first because, well, lately something very strange has been happening to me and I've been scared out of my wits. It started just the other day when I was sent to the padded cell. Mr. Crumble, we call him Crumbly, made me walk in front of him. He kept one hand on my shoulder all the way as if he was afraid I'd try and escape. The padded cell was right at the end of the corridor. I'd never been in there before. No one from my class had. I was the first. It was a weeny little room, dark and cold. There were broken chairs stacked up at the back, an ancient blackboard, a window about the size of my thumbnail, and a wooden desk and chair for the prisoner. "You can sit down," Crumbly spoke very quietly, and his lips never moved. "Now you are here for some training in your own time." That's what he calls detentions, training. He told us that anyone whose name appears in his black book, the Naughty Book, 3 times will have extra training. Since September, 5 people from my class have got their names in the Naughty Book once, no one has been in there twice, and only 1 name appears 3 times. Mine. But he's always watching me, just waiting to pounce. You ask anyone. Crumble handed me a piece of paper. I had to write, "I must behave properly in class" on both sides. That didn't seem too bad until I saw it was graph paper with hundreds of micro lines. If I missed even 1 line out, I would be back here for more training tomorrow. Crumbly paced around the room while I wrote.